Hello to our podcast friends. This is Sherry and Rebecca. And tonight, I was asked to talk about women and wives and our role. And we just thank God on tonight that women are called to be keepers of their own home. And as a wife, this is encouraging, and we are encouraged even by the Proverbs 31 woman, because she had a great example and we should emulate her. But tonight I want to talk about as we love our husbands, and it says wives should be specifically called to love their family. And it talks about older women are instructed to train the younger women in how to live a godly life. And being married almost 43 years, this has been a great passion of mine. In Titus 2, 4 through 5, it says, "And so train the young women to love their husbands and children." The greatest ministry that any wife or woman can ever have is to love their husbands and to love their children, and to watch their children grow up to be anointed people of God. And it also tells us to be self-controlled, have some discipline. Talks about being pure and working at home. In your own home, be busy about taking time to have your own home environment to be pleasing. And it also talks about us to be kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. And so this lets us know that the Lord wants to use our lives as a ministry. And the kind of love that God calls wives isn't conditional and based upon feelings. This kind of love isn't the kind that you can fall out of. It's not optional, but it's a commandment to love your husband and to love your children and be thankful that you have your children and to be thankful that the Lord gave you such precious gifts. Godly love isn't primarily a feeling, but it's a choice. Every day we choose to be the best that we can be as a great wife and a great mother, a great just love. It will help us to show love in many ways. And I don't want to leave this part out. One of the things, we're to respect our husbands. And in our culture today, and modern TV and movies, we find that many times we see our husbands and men portrayed less than and not responsible. But we know as Christian women and as Christians that godly husbands and our husbands should be treated with respect. Because in Ephesians 5 and 33, it says, "However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife," there it is, "see that she respects her husband." And sometimes we have to see, what does respect look like? Respect looks like to honor and to show utmost regard, and not disrespect your husband in public, and not to put him down, and to communicate with him well. Oh, wow. My time is out. I hope we'll talk again. This has been a great session, and we hope to talk again. Hit us up on Facebook. We love you. Bye.
Good day, podcast. We want to talk to you today about how to win in your marriage. Consider these two keys. Number one, on your knees. We can win on our knees. The first option is crying out to God for a victorious outcome. The prayer brings power over the hurt places in our relationships. Praying together, touching, and agreeing brings God's love as a healing balm in Gilead. If your spouse won't pray, go to God alone until God's favor brings you to the threshing floor of forgiveness, healing, deliverance, agreement, service, and unity. Second Chronicles teaches us this in 2012. Says, "We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help." When you don't know what to do or where to go, it's time to drop to your knees. It's time to say, "God, I can't, but you can.
Our second option to do is to walk in the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we know that our flesh cries out for a lot of different things, and sometimes we can say things that we shouldn't say, and we regret those and do things that we shouldn't do. But if we operate in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, in Galatians 5:22 and 23, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of our relationships would be so much better if we operated in the Spirit as opposed to the flesh. This is a byproduct of being filled with God's Spirit. And as we operate in the Holy Spirit, we'll have to yield daily and surrender daily and surrender any bitterness, anger, regrets, and anything else that may be holding our relationship with our spouse back, and ask God to heal it, and God will do exactly what He says He'll do. God cares for us so much, and He wants the best for us, and He wants us to win, because He tells us in His Word we are more than conquerors. And so we don't want to forget this. If we want what few have, we must be willing to do what few do.
Wow, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. We want to ask you to share the podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you for joining us. And we hope to see you the next time. Be blessed. Good Day Podcast. We want to talk to you today about how to win in your marriage. Consider these two keys. Number one, on your knees. We can win on our knees. The first option is crying out to God for a victorious outcome. The prayer brings power over the hurt places in our relationships. Praying together, touching, and agreeing brings God's love as a healing balm in Gilead. If your spouse won't pray, go to God alone until God's favor brings you to the threshing floor of forgiveness, healing, deliverance, agreement, service, and unity. 2 Chronicles teaches us this in 2012. Says, we do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. When you don't know what to do or where to go, it's time to drop to your knees. It's time to say, God, I can't, but you can.
Our second option to do is to walk in the Spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we know that our flesh cries out for a lot of different things, and sometimes we can say things that we shouldn't say, and we regret those and do things that we shouldn't do. But if we operate in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, in Galatians 5:22 and 23, it is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of our relationships would be so much better if we operated in the Spirit as opposed to the flesh. This is a byproduct of being filled with God's Spirit. And as we operate in the Holy Spirit, we'll have to yield daily and surrender daily and surrender any bitterness, anger, regrets, and anything else that may be holding our relationship with our spouse back, and ask God to heal it, and God will do exactly what He says He'll do. God cares for us so much, and He wants the best for us, and He wants us to win, because He tells us in His Word we are more than conquerors. And so we don't want to forget this. If we want what few have, we must be willing to do what few do.
Wow, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today. We want to ask you to share the podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you for joining us. And we hope to see you the next time. Be blessed.